to Blasterpiece Theater with your host, Sylvester Stallone.
Alrighty, welcome one and all, and I don't suggest, however, this Halloween you come trick-or-treat at my house. We eat healthy at the Stallone household. We give out when trick-or-treaters come, desiccated liver, amino acids of all sorts, boiled chicken, and raisinets. And so with Halloween in mind, I tell you the story of the hunchback of Notre Dame. Once upon a frickin' time, back in the days before liposuction, there lived a guy in France with a really big torgus. I mean, you want to talk wide load, this guy was it. So anyway, Lardass there was ticking everybody off because he was like busting up the Louis XIV chairs and stuff when he sat on them. He was eating up all the French bread and crepes. And his big keister was always busted out of his pants. He walked down the street. Next thing you know, you see this terrible tuchus hanging out. His tailor was making a mint off the guy. Well, one night, when the hunchback of Notre Dame is sleeping in a steeple, the townspeople got together and say, we've had it with this guy's fat ass. Let's throw him out of town. At least get him on Weight Watchers or something. So they light the torches. They start heading for his church steeple. He sees all the people coming. He's like, what the hell is this? They say, they wide load. Hey, Lord ass. They're yelling up at him. They want to run him out of town. Well, he gets really ticked. And he had done some time in the military, so he has got his M16 that he took with him. He caught some minor changes on it. He's got steel spikes in the stock. Got a flash suppressor. Got a bayonet attachment, laser sighting on it. Fires full auto. So he just picks a spot of the crowd, lets off a burst. Torches start dropping and they start setting each other on fire. He likes this development. Now they're running around, bouncing off each other. Totally confused, he rips off another. And still another. He's loving it. It's the most fun he's had up at his church steeple for a long time. Finally, his Halloween night is nuts, nuts, nuts. Is he? Before you know it, he's out of magazines, but it doesn't matter because everybody's dead. Old town is freaking dead. As he surveys the piled bodies, a lone tear goes down his cheek. I shouldn't have done that, he muttered aloud. There's nobody left to give me nothing when I go trick-or-treating.
Blasterpiece Theater has been made possible by a grant from the Mobile Launcher Corporation.